Okay, so get this. We're diving into some prayers to Archangel Michael.
Okay.
And they're all in Hungarian, which is really interesting to me.
Oh, wow.
And it seems like you're really interested in angelic protection and how to connect with Archangel Michael.
Yeah, I mean, he's such a strong protective force.
Yeah.
And to see it in Hungarian, like I said, it adds a whole other layer to it
Yeah.
because it makes me think about what are the spiritual traditions of Hungary that are kind of woven into this?
Right, like we're looking at a very specific spiritual lineage.
Exactly.
And so we've got six different prayers here, and they range from general requests for help to very specific pleas
Wow.
for strength, guidance, purification.
I think that's so interesting, the range, because it just shows you how people connect with the divine in different ways. You know what I mean? Like, some people might be very comfortable asking for help directly, whereas other people might want to lead with praising Archangel Michael's qualities.
Right. It's like choosing the right tool for the job.
Exactly.
So the first prayer that we're looking at is all about general protection.
Okay.
And I thought it was really interesting how it uses phrases like the I am that I am and the creator's love.
It's like calling on ultimate power, and it's interesting too, because it's not just personal protection. It's like you're trying to cast this net out and create a shield for your loved ones as well.
It's like a force field.
Yeah.
Now, the second prayer I thought was interesting because it's very conversational. Like you're talking to a close friend
I love that.
and asking for their support.
Yeah.
And it emphasizes repelling negativity, and asking specifically for Archangel Michael to repel any energy that isn't of the highest vibration.
What do you think they mean by highest vibration?
Well, to me, that says anything that's not love and light and positivity, clear it out.
Yes, love
Make
that.
room for the good stuff.
I love that.
And it's not just negativity in a general sense.
Okay.
It's asking for protection on a physical, mental, and spiritual level.
Oh, wow. So it's really recognizing that we can experience threats in all these different ways. And to be truly safe, we need protection on all of them.
Safe and sound.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
I like that.
Which leads us to the third prayer. And this one really jumped out at me because it invokes the Source Goddess and God Woman.
Interesting.
So it's like a really interesting blend of traditional angelic beliefs
Right.
with feminine divine energy.
And that's the thing about all this is like sometimes you need to understand the culture. You know what I mean? Because that could point to something that's very specific, where they're like, oh, yeah, we also believe in goddess worship, or there's a reverence for the divine feminine here that's also woven in with this.
And it just shows that there's all different approaches to spirituality
Yeah.
and that it's not one size fits all.
Totally.
And I think it's also important to note that despite the blend of traditions,
Yeah.
it still seeks those same things of guidance, protection, and connection to
Yeah.
the divine.
It's almost like there's this universal language that we all speak when we're looking for something bigger than ourselves. So cool.
So prayer number four shifts gears again, and
Yeah.
it's structured as a four-part hymn, and the language is very poetic.
Right.
And it's less about direct requests and more about praising Archangel Michael's strength, his loyalty, his guidance. It's like celebrating his virtues in order to call upon him.
I love that.
I also thought it was interesting that it uses the imagery of a blue shield
Oh, wow.
for protection.
When you read that, do you actually feel that? Like, can you feel that sense of protection? I love that.
And it's blue.
Like, why blue? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I mean, blue often represents peace and tranquility
Yes.
and spiritual awareness.
I love that.
So maybe it's calling on that energy.
Totally. And don't you feel like that color blue just kind of like washes over you and brings this sense of peace?
It does. It's very calming. And I thought it was also really interesting how it had this recurring theme of overcoming fear and limitations.
I love that because it's almost like Archangel Michael's presence there is giving you that strength to kind of break through your own barriers.
Like you've got backup.
You got backup.
Speaking of courage, prayer number five is very proactive.
What do you mean?
It's all about purification and empowerment,
Oh.
cleansing the heart, finding spiritual truth, and wielding the sword of light.
Oh, the sword of
The
light.
sword of light.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I feel like that really leans into this whole like warrior angel archetype. But I don't think it's about aggression for aggression's sake. I think it's more about, aligning yourself with divine will. Mm-hmm. Taking control of your spiritual path.
Using your discernment.
Yep.
Using truth to cut through illusion.
Yes.
Yeah. So not an actual sword.
No, but wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Not really, but you know what I mean.
So the final prayer in this collection actually has an interesting backstory.
Really? What's that?
It originated from a vision that Pope Leo XIII had.
Get out of here.
In the late 1800s.
Really?
And he was so moved by this vision
yeah.
that he actually mandated that this prayer be said after every Mass. So that just speaks to the significance of this prayer.
It does.
And it's all about appealing for Archangel Michael's intervention in the battle against evil and temptation.
Oh, wow. So it's really recognizing that there is this spiritual warfare happening.
Yes.
That's wild.
It's intense, right? Like yeah. there's some serious spiritual warfare going on.
Yeah. And, you know, when I'm looking at these six prayers, one of the things that really sticks out to me is this idea of protection.
Okay.
But it goes beyond just like physical safety.
Right.
You know, it's like these prayers are really pointing to this need for protection on multiple levels, like emotionally, mentally, and spiritually as well.
Like life is going to throw stuff at you from all directions.
Exactly. And we need to feel safe and secure in all those areas to actually like thrive.
Totally.
And I think also woven in with that is this idea of guidance.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. like the prayers really show Archangel mm-hmm. Michael, not just as this protector, but also as a guide.
Right.
Someone who illuminates the path forward and helps us make wise choices.
Yeah. Have you ever felt like you needed that extra guidance?
Oh, totally. Especially when you're at a crossroads in your life and you're not sure which way to go. It's like, oh, I could really use a sign.
Right. Or a divine compass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like point me in the right direction.
Yeah.
And speaking of direction, there's this really interesting thing that happens in these prayers where there's this juxtaposition between light and darkness,
mm.
right? And Archangel Michael is always associated with the light.
Yeah, he's got that flaming sword.
Exactly. And remember how they talk about the blue flame and the blue shield?
Yeah, it's so vivid.
Yeah, you can almost feel that protective energy.
But why blue? I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Blue is often associated with peace and tranquility.
It's calming.
Yeah, and spiritual awareness.
Oh, totally.
And it's also the color of the sky and the ocean.
Oh.
These vast, expansive things that are connected to higher consciousness.
So when you're visualizing that blue light around you, it's like you're tapping into that.
Totally. Yeah. Like you're instantly clearing out all the negativity.
It's powerful.
It is. And you know something else I was thinking about?
What's that?
The sword.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just a weapon.
Right. It's like that symbol of discernment.
Exactly. It's about cutting through the BS.
Yes.
But on a spiritual level.
Love it.
So it's like clearing away any of that negativity, any confusion, anything that's blocking you from moving forward.
So it's like a tool for clarity.
It is. It's like, give me that sword. I need to cut through all this stuff.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Right. And it made me think about these prayers even more deeply.
How so?
Well, because it points to this other major theme that we see.
Mm-hmm.
Divine intervention.
Okay.
These aren't just like general requests for help, right? These are about calling on Archangel Michael specifically.
Invoking his power.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, Archangel Michael, I need you here, like, right now.
Right.
And they really believe that he has the ability to, like, step in and shift things.
Yeah. It's like, you're not alone.
Exactly. And you can call on someone for backup.
I like that a lot.
Me too.
Hmm.
But you know what I'm wondering?
What's that?
How do you take these prayers and actually use them in your daily life?
Yeah, because it's one thing to read them. It's another thing to connect with them on a deeper level.
Totally. Like, how do you actually experience their power?
That's the thing, right? It's like, how do you take something from the page and make it real?
Yeah. And I think it starts with finding what resonates with you.
Okay.
Because not every prayer is going to speak to every person. But as you're going through these prayers, pay attention to the ones that maybe stir something in
you. Yeah, like it clicks.
Exactly. And then once you find those, experiment with ways to, like, incorporate them into your spiritual practice.
Okay.
Some people find it really helpful to recite them while they're meditating or praying.
Mm-hmm.
Other people might want to write them down in a journal.
Oh, yeah.
And really reflect on their meaning.
Like taking ownership of those words.
Exactly.
Infusing them with your own energy.
Yes. And you know what else I think is really important?
What's that?
Sincerity.
Okay.
Like, when you're approaching these prayers, come from a place of, like, genuine... You know what I mean?
The genuine desire to connect.
Yes. Because that's when you're going to really, I think, feel their power. And don't be afraid to, like, adapt. If something speaks to you, if there's a certain phrase or image,
mm-hmm.
take that and put it in your own words.
Make it your own.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
And don't just like recite the words.
Okay.
Like really try to visualize, feel Archangel Michael's presence around you.
Yeah.
Imagine that blue light like cascading over you.
Oh, I like that.
Getting rid of all the negativity and fear.
Yeah. Like you're really bringing it to life within you. It's so much more than just reading something.
Totally.
It's like an experience.
It is an experience. And that's the thing to remember, right?
Yeah.
Like you can call on Archangel Michael at any time.
Okay.
So if you're going
I'm
through something.
I'm fit to need that extra boost.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or you're struggling with self-doubt.
Or you just need some clarity.
Yes. These prayers are here for you.
Like you've got that direct line.
You've got Archangel Michael on speed dial.
I love it.
Right.
So as we're wrapping up this deep dive here to these prayers to Archangel Michael, I want to leave you with this.
Okay.
If Archangel Michael represents that triumph of light over darkness, what are some of the battles that you're facing in your own life?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That you can call upon him to help you overcome.
What needs more of that, like, courageous, protective energy in your life?
Yes.
Ooh, that's so good.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that for a while.
You too, Beth.
Thank you for this.
Thank you.
This is great.
This was awesome. And thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone.